Good morning, I'm Jeremy Loeb, and this is WCQS. It is Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Allison, recently we talked about the lack of rain and how it impacts plants, watering, and so forth, but we didn't really get a chance to talk about the things people do when their garden is dry.
Well, every gardener learns over time what works for them, and every year it seems to be different. For instance, earlier this summer, I was late getting some of my garden in, and I didn't even attempt to sow my bean seed since it was so dry. But since we've had some recent rain, I went ahead and planted the seed, and now I've got plants coming up later than usual, but still in time for beans.
Mulching, I'm sure, is important. What else can people do?
Oh, yeah. Mulch is vital. You know, installing soaker hoses, drip tubes, they're really helpful. Setting up a staggered watering schedule is helpful. A lot of people prioritize their watering for certain plants. For instance, maybe you only water the trees, shrubs, and perennials that have been recently planted or in the ground less than 2 years. Older established shrubs and trees typically don't need additional water.
Are there some things we should be concerned about in the garden now in late July?
Other than watering newly planted material, you definitely do not want to fertilize or do any major pruning on shrubs or trees this late in the season. Early July is the cutoff for that. Now, deadheading or removing spent flowers, of course, is okay, since this encourages continued blooming of annuals and reblooming of some perennials. Container gardens certainly continue to require attention, and they can be fertilized every few weeks with a liquid fertilizer just to keep them going.
What about fruit plants?
Well, once you've harvested your blackberries and raspberries, you can prune out the old fruiting canes. Now, you don't want to remove the new canes that have just come up since spring, since these will be important to set fruit next year. And depending on the type of blackberry and trellis, like the blackberry you're growing and the trellis system you have, you want to select the best and strongest shoots to tie up. Now, broken shoots or anything too short or too weak for training can also be removed.
And what about vegetables?
Well, we're headed into the harvest season. And so, of course, harvesting vegetables when they're young, tender, and tasty is best. Also, harvesting veggies or cutting herbs even is best early in the day before it gets too hot later in the day. Definitely dig potatoes once the foliage dies back in the garlic. Yeah, you do not want to forget the garlic. A lot of people harvest their garlic around summer solstice, which is past, and they put it in a cool, dry location to let it dry out and cure.
All right. Well, anything else?
Well, gosh, yeah, believe it or not, it's time to start thinking about the fall garden. Depending on the heat in August and the availability of transplants, starting now through mid-September, you can plant the cool crops like Brussels sprouts and broccoli. You can even sow seeds for carrots and beets and radishes and all the greens. And believe it or not, parsley, dill, and even cilantro, they like cooler weather, and you can get them started from seed for a fall crop.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent with Buncombe County. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.